At last, big brawny tissues, three layers thick, for men. New Kleenex man-sized tissues.
Hello, and welcome to the show. Colourful conversations with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark. This week, we ask the question, has political correctness gone too far? Well, Kleenex is scrapping man-size branding from its tissue boxes after 60 years on the shelves, as consumers called it out for being sexist. Really? Yes. The company said that the tissues would now be called extra large. Well, has this really been a result of something which I think is actually going politically correct? Too far. I just think that maybe some of the matters that we're going to actually bring out on the show today cover a number of brands that are having to change their campaigns and their slogans simply because of political correctness. Now, in fact, just on the Kleenex front, online critics tweeted Kleenex to ask them why its products still use the term man size, saying the world is changing and that it is 2018. Really?
No, it's the current year.
Absolutely. Wow. But what is a tissue? A blessing when mucus becomes an issue. So, ring-a-ring your noses, the size of which it poses. A tissue. An issue. Common sense falls down. Clergyman Pete, do we blow our nose at political correctness? Have we just gone too far?
Yeah. You won't be surprised to hear me say, yes, businessman Mark, we have gone too far. Not only is this a stupid, overly politically correct issue with the tissue, but also it's madness in terms of business sense. Time and time again, we see companies, there have been reports, it seems like every month or so you get a report of a company that's having to retrench or go back on its changes. Where it's done this sort of thing, gone with the politically correct, being convinced by the feminists, maybe within its own ranks, to make a big change, and then realizing that most people don't agree with them. Because most people don't live in the sort of posh suburbs where people discuss things in that way, ultra-feminist way, over the cocktails before dinner. They live the lives they've always been living. Things haven't changed. In fact, some men are actually big and brawny, as in the advert
well,
read at the top of the show. Oh, yes, I'm glad you got the reference there. You know, when this advert came out, it was a sort of a jokey advert. You know, we've made them big because these guys are going to blow holes in the smaller tissues. And so, so I think it's silly. And I also think it's silly in the sense that you just read out the new name for it, which, if anything, seems more phallic and more sexist than the original name. Or extra large, are you? So, I mean, it's just nonsense. And I have no problem with a business changing in order to fit in with what their customers want. And if this truly is what customers want, then more play to them. You know, great, well done. You found out the one product in all that actually benefits from political correctness in packaging and marketing. Every other case of it seems to have a blowback on the people making the change. There aren't many of these feminists, third wave feminists, as we call them, who think women are better than men. They're not fighting for equality, although they claim it. They're saying anything to do with men. You can tell here, men, it says man size, so that must in itself be bad. Why can't you have something targeted at men? What on earth is going on?
I think we sneeze in the face of political correctness.
Yes,
here.
We do.
I mean,
yes, we wipe our mucus on the. No, that's going too far.
No. You might do, and you've always done that, I know. But it's a nasty habit. But let me just point out, Kleenex for Men was first launched in 1956, so that's how old the brand is, offering an alternative to large cotton handkerchiefs that were still popular at the time, and claiming to stay strong when wet.
Yes. Yeah.
But unfortunately,
that's Kleenex, important for men, I think.
Absolutely. But unfortunately, Kleenex really is not the only brand that has drawn criticism for sexist branding in recent years. Now, what do you think? I'm going to read out some of them for you. Now, in February, the CEO of PepsiCo was hit with a wave of condemnation after announcing the company was developing a range of crisps, especially for women. Yes. Now, Indra Nooyi highlighted the importance of fitting the snack into a handbag and reducing how loudly the crisps crunch when eaten.
Yes. Okay. So that's targeting, and this was condemned because...
Well, absolutely. Yes.
Because what?
I guess it's because it's the fact that you could position it in your handbag and it might be deemed to be demeaning that women would only think that they could only have a packet of crisps. Or a snack sticking in their handbag.
Yes, okay.
And also the fact that were too loud when eaten.
Yeah, I have to say, it does seem silly. But again, as with the man-sized tissue thing and changing it to extra large, if you can, if it really is what the customer wants, I think fair enough. It just seems in both cases they haven't really thought it through, have they? Well, you've got some more there, have you?
Through them because there's a few, are amusing. Now, bike manufacturer
Pinarello,
was just Team Sky. Now, the Team Sky, big brand, as you know, in the cycling world, got into trouble last November over its electronic road bikes. Now, the company said the bike was aimed at weekend riders and female riders who want to follow easily the men's pace.
Yes.
In the sense that they believe that obviously with a man pioneering through obviously success, and as you think of the Tour de France and so on, I mean, they believe that obviously you to be successful you had to be at a man's pace.
So are they suggesting that men are stronger than women on average? Is that
to speak on their behalf, but they got into trouble for saying it.
How dare they? That's just this is getting worse. Go on, tell me.
Well, Nikon became the center of attention in September last year when they recruited 32 new brand ambassadors to represent their cameras. Uh-huh. What was the problem? They were all men. So it was the fact that they only had men representing them and no women at all. So this is a different situation altogether.
Yes, I do have a problem with that. Not with the fact that there being no
women. There wasn't a token woman.
I have a problem that it would have been a token woman. Yes, I have a problem with people who see diversity in that way. Presumably, the men were different from each other. You know, if you say, oh, look, we've got a lineup of men, they're almost all exactly the same. Well, they'll be similar sort of men. They'll be rather nerdy. If you're interested in cameras, you know, a bit nerdy, aren't you? But, you know, I'm interested in cameras, so there you go. I could see there being fewer women. I'm surprised that they didn't have a woman there, because there are many women who are experts on cameras, and you can follow them online, their expert opinions. But I hate this idea of having to have a woman there. Yes,
what about any woman anywhere?
Yeah. What about the mix of blacks and whites? I bet they're all black.
Well, indeed. I mean, how far do you go? But it doesn't stop there. Now, this one was
were there any transgender people?
Well, again,
they were all women who identified as men.
It's possible. Yeah. Now, here's another one. Shoe Shop Clarks, the manufacturer, faced a backlash just over a year ago as they launched a new children's shoe brand. Yes. Now, the boys' shoe with insoles were decorated with footballs and was branded Leader.
Yes.
But the girls' shoe, however, carried a heart pattern on the inside and was named Dolly Babe.
Yes.
And as a result, for those who actually saw the furore, they were heavily criticized for being sexist to females, and particularly obviously to girls. So what's your opinion there?
Well, although I agree that they are being sexist in that they're aiming them at different genders, why wasn't it seen as being sexist to men?
Well, for being
why,
a leader.
Why do I have to lead?
I mean, why in fact, here's my point. Why actually couldn't they have had the footballs on a girl's shoe as well? Because, I mean, as we know, women's football is growing in popularity and great success, actually. I mean, it's worth watching. I would recommend. Highly skillful and very entertaining.
Well, I think I have a different issue with it, but with the branding, I think there is an issue with the branding. I think that it's been missed. I think it's not that it's sexist. If that was the issue, then I disagree, because as I've said before, even the apparently crazy changing away from man size for those tissues makes sense if it's what the customers actually want, because you're trying to sell the product, and so it doesn't really matter what outside people think.
This is here's what I want to
do more girls want to buy shoes that have footballs on. The Dolly, what was it, Dolly Girl?
Dolly Babe.
Dolly Babe. Now, Dolly Babe seems to me to be sexist in that it's seems to be demeaning, seems to be regarding the girl as a sex object. Now, women being sexy, good. Being sex objects, not good. That's the difference that I would make. And so, for me, maybe I misunderstood the name. That phrase, or that Dolly Babe, may be a popular phrase at the moment, and I just haven't caught up with it. But it seems to me to be slightly demeaning. So that's the problem I would have had with it.
Here's where I think now, just from a business point of view, that usually when any of these brands, and there are many others, I'm sure that our listeners would probably call out, go through what is basically market research. And it's interesting that, you know, all of these would have done that, from PepsiCo to Clarks and many of the others we've talked about. And yet, when they bring out a claim or a branding, this isn't something that just happens overnight. It's a process. And so clearly they've chosen to do this. They must know the risk they're taking. But at the same time, they are also aware that they have to go through things such as the Advertising Standards Authority. Now, this is the body which regulates adverts, particularly in the United Kingdom, but there are regulators throughout Europe and throughout the world who follow similar services. Now, they have mentioned that essentially that what they do is that they've not received any complaints about any specific products as such, but it was carrying out a significant amount of work around gender stereotypes in ads. So the whole point being is that they will react to public outcry if they see an advert and they have a complaint. It may be because there's a false claim. And in which case, that's a perfectly valid reason for the Advertising Standards Authority to step in. If it's around this sexist theme, where do you draw the line? Because there are some products that are specifically for men, for women, or boys and girls. And so you have to make a clear distinction. So we go back to the Kleenex one. Now, I know that you could argue, well, actually, tissue is for everybody. True. But I think that we are being a little bit oversensitive when we use the term man size. The fact is, a man is bigger. A man is usually, on average, bigger than a woman. So I think in their particular case, I don't think that they should have really kowtowed to public outcry over their branding. Remember, it's a brand that's been around for over 50 years. So that doesn't excuse necessarily any bad messaging in the past. But I think that when I looked at it, and I actually was looking at the packaging, I actually just looked at the packaging first, and I couldn't see anything wrong until I then read the headline, and I thought, people are reading something more into it. And this is where I think that we've got the political correctness, as the whole point of the show. Political correctness has gone too far. I don't think it's a problem that, you know, you can call out something that could be more feminine. You know, if a man bring out your feminine side and you're wearing a pink shirt, so what? Does that matter?
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't have a problem with that, would you?
No, I have a pink shirt. I think I like the colour pink, yeah.
Exactly. So I think that we're going through this rather strange change of culture at the moment where, yes, we want to make sure that everyone has equality and we value and respect people, but I'm very surprised that the public pressure can force a big organization such as the Kleenex manufacturers to have to change. I wonder whether I'd be interested to see in time whether this hits their sales.
Yes. Now it's interesting that they believe that, as you say. My suspicion is, as I mentioned earlier, that there's a particular grouping which affects the people in leadership roles in these countries, companies rather, more than the population as a whole. And there's a push for feminism, which comes through more in middle class and upper middle class people who've been away to university, and they're affected by the particular culture there. Women, feminists, have this particular issue. So what I think we should do is this. Here's my solution. You bring back man-sized tissues, you have them, but then you have an even bigger one, special absorbent, five layers thick, and it says, for feminist tears, you know, when they cry because of their man-sized one coming back. Wipe up those feminist tears. Have a good cry about it, because men really are bigger. Get used to it. How about that? That'd be a great advertising line.
Well, there you go. And we'll take 10% Kleenex. That idea. Well, listeners, I'm sure that you're all screaming, or some of the women are screaming at us, and some of the men are saying, hurrah! So, listeners, what do you think? I mean, has political correctness gone too far? Well, why not let us know? And this time, I think, you know, please log on to markofpete.com. Yes. I'm sure that our complaints department would love to hear from you.
They're man enough for it. Don't worry.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. So thanks for joining the show, and join us again next time for more colourful conversations with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark.